As Jesus continues to prepare his disciples for his arrest, his condemnation to death, he says to them today, "You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices." Why will the world rejoice? Because the world is killing the very one who is calling them to conversion. The one who is calling the people of Israel to repent and to believe in the gospel and to remember that their life is not about them. They are killing the very one who is calling them to conversion. What do we do to those things that oftentimes call us to conversion? We keep them away. "Don't get near me. You're going to take something away." And Jesus is telling them that nobody can take your joy away from you. The very last line of today's gospel was this: "No one will take your joy away from you." Why is that? Why is it that nothing can take away joy away from us? Because as we've heard many times, joy is not based on circumstances. Joy is based on fundamental truths about who we are in relationship to God. Joy is based on that. The thing about joy is it's one of those things that when we see people that have it, we want it. And when we don't have it, we want it more. And we say, "I just want to be joyful, but I can't get out of this funk. I want to be joyful, I want to be joyful, I want to be joyful." That's the prayer. That's what we do. Jesus says in the gospel today, "Ask whatever you want in my Father's name, in my name, and he will give it to you." So when we want joy, do we take the step to simply ask for it in his name? Jesus says that's what you do. "Whatever you ask in my name, my Father will give to you." So our prayer is simple: "Lord, give us joy." And isn't it fitting that on the feast day of St. Philip Neri today, who is known as the Apostle of Joy, that we celebrate this feast day? Theodore Roosevelt, our president, once said that comparison is the thief of all joy. Isn't that true? Whenever we start to compare our life to others, we are robbed of joy. So let's protect our hearts from any kind of comparison, and let's simply allow ourselves to do what Jesus told us to do, and asking our Father for the gift of joy in his name.